And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
With the cost of energy always going up, how would you like to get a 5% discount and at the same time contribute towards clean energy? I think that is what is known as a rhetorical question. We sat down with Jan Pepper, Chief Executive Officer of Peninsula Clean Energy, for the answer to that question. Peninsula Clean Energy, what is it and how does it work?
Thank you for asking. Peninsula Clean Energy is the default electricity provider for all of San Mateo County. And that means that we source the electricity that people use in their homes and businesses. And we source cleaner and greener electricity than what PG&E currently does. And we sell it to our customers at a rate lower than PG&E.
Is it operational now?
It is operational. We launched in October of 2016 for a portion of our customers, and we are in the process right now of launching for the rest of our customers in San Mateo County.
So, how many people are actually signed up at this time?
Well, we will have a total of about 300,000 accounts once everyone is enrolled by the end of April.
Now, when we talk about clean energy, how does it work? In other words, PG&E has plants or they produce it. How do you get this energy? From whence does it cometh?
From whence does it cometh? That's a great question. We work with different energy suppliers, either people who are out there contracting with power plants throughout the West, and we also interact with directly with developers who are building new renewable energy power plants. So it's basically, in essence, kind of a financial transaction where we contract with them to put energy into the grid on behalf of our customers, and then our customers take it out of the grid to use it to power all of their electronic needs.
Now, they don't have to have separate meters and separate lines providing this. I understand. I tried to do my homework and did a little bit of reading. I understand that this actually comes via PG&E.
Yes. So PG&E continues to deliver the electricity. So all of the distribution lines that you see out there on the street, all the large transmission lines that run throughout the state, continue to be operated by PG&E and the other large investor-owned utilities. So we source the power with different power producers. For example, we just signed a contract for a new solar project to be built in Merced County, a 200-megawatt project that will be providing close to about 10 or 15% of the power for all of our customers.
Wow. I also read that if a person signs up, they can get upwards of a 5% discount or
yes,
on their power bill. And if that's true, then my first thing that comes to my mind is, what is there not to like? You're doing good and you're receiving a discount. Is that?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes. So basically, everyone is automatically enrolled as a Peninsula Clean Energy customer for that portion of their bill. There was a law passed in 2002 that allowed cities and counties to aggregate their electric load and be able to provide this choice to customers. Because in the past, as a PG&E customer, you had no choice. PG&E was the only option for you to get your electricity, or you could put a solar system on your house, but you'd still be connected to PG&E. And everyone still is connected to PG&E, but now we provide a choice where the source of that electricity is from. And we're being very aggressive in contracting for power, and we are offering our default product, which is called Eco Plus, at 5% below the generation rate that PG&E is charging.
Are people automatically signed up, or do they have to do something to be on the rolls?
So they're automatically signed up. We're sending notices out right now to all of the rest of our customers. So basically, it's the easiest thing in the world. You don't have to do anything, and what happens is that your bill goes down, and you get cleaner and greener electricity. Very simple.
I happen to know that here on the coast, and I'm sure that it applies to other areas too, there are some mobile home parks. And one in particular is a senior park, Kenyatta Cove, and they are supplied with power through PG&E, and then everybody has a meter. It's read by the staff of the park, and then they are billed by the park, but the park pays one lump sum to PG&E. Would customers like this be eligible, or do you work with a group type of situations like that where those people are still individual, but they don't have a direct line to PG&E? They're kind of dotted through something else.
Right. There are a number of places that are like that where there's a master meter and then the residents are sub-metered by the owner of the facility. The owner of the park would get the discount that we're offering and then would pass that discount on to their customers.
Okay.
Or to the residents there.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because somebody hearing this, it keeps people honest, right?
Yes.
Am I getting my discount?
You're right. And we also continue to offer the low-income programs like the CARE program. So those customers would continue to be on the CARE program but also enjoy the discount that we're offering. And people on medical baseline, for example, they would continue to be on medical baseline program, but they would get the discount that we're offering through our program.
Now, this particular program applies to San Mateo County. Are there other California counties that are also involved in a similar program to this?
Yes. The first program started in Marin County back around 2010, and they've been very successful and been able to expand the reach for where they're offering cleaner and greener power. Then it started in Sonoma County. There's another program in Lancaster, California. San Francisco is in the process of launching, and then we're the fifth community choice energy program. Santa Clara County is starting one, Alameda County. It's actually spreading throughout the state.
But we were in the vanguard.
We're in the vanguard. And in fact, when we finish our rollout in April to all of our customers, we will be the largest CCA.
Really?
So we're very excited about that. And we're doing really well.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. So if a person wants to learn more, is there a website that they can go to? Where can they find out more information about this program?
Yes, they can go to our website, which is peninsulacleanenergy.com. And we also have a toll-free line that they can call if they have specific questions. That number is 866-966-0110.
Excellent. Any final remarks before we say goodbye?
Well, we're just fairly excited to be able to offer this program. We think it's a great program and encourage everyone to give it a try. I didn't mention that people have the option to opt out and stay with PG&E if they prefer to have less clean power and pay more, but we really hope that everyone will stay with us. And we also, I wanted to also add that we do have another product that we offer. If someone wants to be 100% green and get 100% renewable energy, we have a product called Eco 100, which is slightly more expensive, but compared to putting a solar system on their home, it's actually way less expensive to get 100% renewable energy.
Yes, and again, information on that program available at that website that you mentioned earlier.
Right, peninsulacleanenergy.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. It's great to meet you.
Jan Pepper, CEO of Peninsula Clean Energy. A new program that saves you money on your electric bill while helping to provide clean energy. For more on this new program, visit peninsulacleanenergy.com. This is Jim Henderson speaking on behalf of all of those energized volunteers that make Radio Magazine possible. Thank you for listening. Your comments and feedback are always appreciated, and you can contact us at info@khmbradio.com. Radio Magazine continues with a ride back in time to the year 1993. Host Cameron Palmer takes you there, courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine. Next, on your Coastside Community Station, FM and AM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Where can you take that special friend? To go have a great cup of coffee? Sit, relax, and just spend time. Granola's Coffee House at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors. Enjoy fresh coffee, tea, or a great hot chocolate. They also offer vegan and gluten-free goodies, plus free Wi-Fi. But make sure to try their freshly made granola. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays and Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Bring that special friend today and spend some time at Granola's Coffee House, 116 North Cabrillo Highway in Half Moon Bay, next to BK Motors. And don't be surprised if you make more new friends while you're there.